Happy Thanksgiving. As soon as I walk into my house, I see this little thing in my living room. Be thankful. So as soon as I walk in, I see this sign and remind myself, be thankful. I walk around all day and in and out, and often I see this sign, be thankful. And I realize that being thankful is not a natural thing to do or automatic thing to do. Many times we forget to be thankful. So I have to remind myself constantly and then just put it into my brain to be thankful all the time. We are thankful because God has taken care of us, and also God is taking care of us, and God will take care of us. No matter what you may go through, no matter how big the challenges may be, no matter how big the problem may be, there's no challenge too big for you to be able to overcome with God's help. With God's help, you can do that. Today, when I preached this sermon in Korean service, KSM service, I had a hard time. Why? Because there's one woman, I knew that she was coming, one woman who lost her son 2 weeks ago because of car accident. And it was really hard to tell her not to worry. It was really hard to tell her God will take care of you. That's why I had a hard time doing that. But after service, I met her, and then she said, "Can you hug me? Can you embrace?" First time I see her, never seen her. "Can you hug me and embrace me?" So I did. Yes, it is hard to believe that God takes care of us sometimes. But God indeed takes care of us. So I kind of introduced this. There was another elder in our congregation. She lost her daughter a few years ago. So I told her to approach her. So they were talking. Very difficult sometimes to believe that God takes care of us. That is what our Lord Jesus teaches us in today's passage. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. God will take care of you, so don't worry about it. You are in God's good hands. And yet, how difficult it is not to worry. Because worry is ingrained within us. It is ingrained in our existence. If there is nothing to worry about, I feel strange. Why don't I have anything to worry about? So I start worrying about not having anything to worry about. We are so used to worrying, so when we don't worry, we find it very strange. It is almost like second nature. It is within our DNA, worry. It is easy to tell other people not to worry, not to worry. But when it comes to ourselves, it is very difficult to practice it. But my friends, worrying is a negative energy. It has negative effect on you. You know what worry is? Worry is whatever is there in the future, you bring it to the present and you suffer. That's what worry is. It didn't happen yet. It's in the future, but you bring it to the present and then treat it as though it is happening right now, and then you worry. you suffer. That's what worry is. Not very wise. Just leave it in the future. Why do you bring it to the present and you make yourself suffer? We mistakenly think that that is happening right now in the present. Corrie ten Boom, the Christian who helped Jews by hiding them from Germans, said, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength." You shouldn't worry because you don't want to waste your energy. Use that energy to deal with your problems rather than worrying about it. Study says that 90% or more of what people worry about never happens. They say average person, study says, average person has about 3 or 4 worries every day. But 91% of those are false alarms. But to those who worry, this is not a good news. I'm telling you this statistic for you not to worry, but for those who worry, that's not good news. Wow, even if there's 1%, then I worry, and there's 9%? Worry does not have any power to change the outcome. Worry does not make our situation any better. Dalai Lama said, if a problem is fixable, if a situation is such that you can do something about it, then there's no need to worry. Just fix it. If it is not fixable, then there's no help in worrying. So there's no benefit in worrying whatsoever. Whether you can fix it or not fix it, there's nothing for you to worry about. Jesus knew that very well. He said, "And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life?" Not only worry is useless, but it's harmful. It paralyzes us. It brings us down. It makes us less effective in dealing with our life. And worry is not just about our future. It's just a worry about something happening that may happen in the future. But worry is also is about our past, whatever bad experience we had in the past. Hurricane Milton swept through Florida, causing so much damages and taking away lives. 2.9 million homes and businesses were in the dark. These people experienced terrible loss. Some people died. Dangers and threats may be gone in a few weeks, but dangers and threats did not end. It's ingrained in their brain. So next time when rain pours, then they worry. Oh, there may be another storm. People in Japan who experience an earthquake, whenever there is a little bit of shaking, they worry. The big earthquake may come. So worry does not just come from the future. Worry also comes from the past, your bad experience. Both your future and past create anxiety within you. And this anxiety takes away smile from your present life. So how do you deal with these worries? What should we do with these worries? The first thing, very simple. As Jesus said, believe that. Worry is useless. Firmly believe that worry is useless. Don't use worry to prepare for the future. Worry is useless and harmful. Golfers know very well, you know, when you see water in front of you, you worry that your ball may go in there. Because last week, exactly the same thing happened. So passed. And then you worry, definitely will go into the water. So don't worry about it. It's useless and it is harmful. Second, don't feel so bad about worrying. When you worry, just worry. Don't feel bad about worrying. Don't be too hard on yourself. You just see, oh, I'm worrying right now. And you just observe it rather than feeling bad about worrying about it. Just say that to yourself. Oh, I'm worrying again. But don't let worries control you. Whatever you worry about, it didn't happen yet. If it already happened, you will not worry. But don't treat it as though it is happening right now. That is taking worry, giving worry the control over you. Don't do that. Third, the most important thing. Calm yourself down and exercise your faith. Overnight, you cannot have faith. Use your meditation. Use your prayer. Use your faith. Other than prayer, I do meditation at least 30 minutes every day. To me, that is a key. God will help you and believe that God will help you. Change the belief system. Rewire your brain. I hope the psychologists study this. Those who believe their brain may be a little bit different. Rewired, I don't know. But rewire your brain. Believe that God will help you. So I gave you cards. That's my, not Christmas, Thanksgiving gift for you. I gave you, did you all receive card? Our Chandasani made it beautifully. I put scripture passages, 3. Memorize them. This week, that's a good paper, so don't throw it away. Carry it around and memorize it. On one side is a Korean, the other side is English. So I want you to memorize them. So whenever you worry, you bring that in to your consciousness. So let's read it again, together. The first one. Okay, begin. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Believe that. Everything will work out for good. Doesn't matter what you're going through. In the end, it will work out for good. Right now, you don't see the goodness of it, but in the end, it will work out for good. Believe that. The second passage. Begin. I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. Whatever God did the good work, He will finish it. You won't finish it. God will bring it to completion. Believe that. God will never give up until He bring it to completion. You worry about your children. You worry about your finance. You worry about relationship. In the end, when you believe, God will bring it to completion. Make it good. And third, begin. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So with faith, give your requests to God with thanksgiving. And God's peace somehow will fill your heart. The peace that beyond all understanding will fill your heart. Faith is not something that you figure out with your brain. Faith is something that you continuously practice Just once in a while you come to service and understand the message and then get inspired, you think that you will have faith? No. You have to practice it every day. Practice your belief. Practice your faith. Memorize these scriptures and believe that these are truth. In my previous church, they bought a man's and it told us to move in. So we lived there for about a year. And as soon as I went to that house, on the doorpost, there was a little a beautiful kind of container attached to the door. So I looked at it, and there was a door, a little door. So I opened it, and there was a scroll. And that scroll, I opened it, it was a Torah. Probably the owner was a Jewish person. And then they put that Torah there. This person kept what God told us to do in the Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy says, keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you're at home. And when you're away, when you lie down, when you rise, bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Every day, exercise your faith. Every day, exercise your meditation. Every day, exercise your prayer. Don't expect that you will have faith when you don't do this exercise every day. What are you focusing on every day? Learn to focus on God. Every moment, learn to focus on God. That's why after Jesus said, do not worry about these things, and all that long chapter, and then at the end, he said this. But strive first for the kingdom of God. Or seek first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. Where is your focus? As long as you have focus, everything else will be added unto you. Everything else. So all train yourself, learn to practice to focus on God and his goodness. Focus on doing what is good. His righteousness. Worries will fly away. At one moment, you will realize that, where is my worry? I don't worry anymore. You will discover yourself doing that. I don't worry anything. That is after many, many years of practice, you can be worry-free. Giving thanks to God for me is to focus on God. Whenever I thank God, I think about God and his grace. God has been so good. I don't believe all the good things that I enjoy right now, I deserve it. It's just a gift to me. All the beautiful things that I have is gift from God. As I reflected last week, who am I? I'm like a dirt. Who am I that the Almighty God is mindful of me? Just the other day, there was an accident. And I was driving and this bike came and just... I was turning and then, boom, I got so scared. And then three police car came, ambulance came, and then fire truck came, and all. And then I said, oh, this person is going to sue me. of course, he was fine, but he was taken to the ambulance. I've been waiting last month or two. Nothing came. Yeah. But I didn't worry about anything. God will take care of the situation. Do not worry. Just be thankful. That should be your life. Do not worry. Just be thankful. It will do good to you. It will give you good sleep. When you do that every day and night, you will have good sleep. Do not worry. Be thankful. Peace of God will fill your heart. That peace of God is beyond your understanding.